Deutsch oder auf Englisch?
Englisch, ja.
Auf Russisch.
Good morning, everybody.
Доброе утро.
Доброе утро.
Добрый день.
Let us start with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the brightness we have outside. We thank you for bringing us here to fellowship with you. We pray that you help us to go to leave this place better than we came. We pray that when we leave here, you should fill us with your wisdom, your understanding, so that our week will be better and so that we will live by your words throughout this week. All this I ask through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So, you're all welcome. I thought that we would be a smaller group, so we'll sit in a circle, but I see the group is bigger, so yes, we can stay like this.
Great.
Because I do not know how to talk a lot, I'll do a summary now. And everything you're going to hear comes in the next 1 minute.
Yes.
So in the next 1 minute, you have everything.
Oh, okay.
I like it.
So it's from the book of Acts. The question I want us to ask ourselves today is, what do we need to do so that as we live our lives, we are not like Ananias and Sapphira?
Mm.
What do we need to do with our lives so that we do not act like Ananias and Sapphira? That's the first question for us. The second question is, what do we need to do to learn from the disciples so that despite all the trials and tribulations, we can say that yes, we are Christians and it's a badge of honor unto us, so we don't give up in serving God. And the last question is, what do we need to do so that we will be like the wise man Gamaliel? Growing up, we had a neighbor called Gamaliel. And I remember me and my elder sister, we were asking ourselves, what is that for a name? What kind of a name is this? Because I had never heard of this name. And also in Nigeria, I think you would never hear this name. You can hear Peter, Paul, and all the normal names, but Gamaliel, I don't think. Maybe only this man had this name in Nigeria. I found out about this name while preparing for this in the book of Acts chapter 5.
Thank you for your honesty.
Yes. So, yes, we'll see about this man. We'll learn something about him, and hopefully we can be wise like him in our actions in life and going forward. Like you all know, we are doing the series with the book of Acts. And in the last week, we already looked about giving, how the early church was growing and people were giving, and people in Acts chapter 4, how people even sold their possessions to help the church grow faster. Then comes the story of Ananias and Sapphira. I don't know if we should read it. I want to assume everybody already knows it. In the first 11 verses of chapter 5, The man and his wife who sold their possession, their land, which is a good thing to do, after they sold their land, they brought it to the church, which is also a good thing to do. However, for reasons not known to me, they told things that were not truthful. They did not declare the total value of the possession. They wanted to receive glory for giving all, whereas they did not give all. The question for us is, what do we need to do so we are not like Ananias and Sapphira? At the end of this story, we remember that they both died, unfortunately, which is sad. When I was reading this, I was questioning myself if this punishment was too harsh on them, but I don't have an answer. Maybe God knows best. But there's something we can learn from that. Someone should please read Acts chapter 5, verse 11. Acts chapter 5, verse 11. Anybody who finds it should read. Can't out of dodge his and us from this.
Acts 5, 11.
Mm-hmm.
You said, where was the reading?
Yeah, if you find it, please go ahead.
I'm going to read it.
Yeah.
11:5-11.
Correct.
It says, great fear seized the whole church and all who heard about these events.
Thank you. So I was asking myself, why did Ananias and Sapphira do this, first of all? Because I don't see any good reason. I sincerely cannot, when I search my heart and I ask myself, they did something good. They sold their possession and they wanted to give. And then, unfortunately, they both lied. My first question is, why did they both lie? I guess something was wrong there. And also, the punishment which they received for this, I kind of have a feeling like, yes, there's something wrong with this punishment. Why did they have to die? But God knows best. What I see from Acts chapter 5 verse 11 is maybe through their death, people got scared and then the church did better. And then it's a lesson for all of us. The only question I want us to take from here is this internal hypocrisy that they had. Can we, when we get home, search ourselves and ask ourselves, how can I not be like Ananias and Sapphira? How can I, when I want to give, I give from the bottom of my heart, not even because of the glory or the praise I will get from other people, but just for myself. There's another place in the Bible where I want to use as some sort of cross-reference. Somebody who committed sin and then failed as a result of the sin. I think we can liken this story to the story of Ananias and Sapphira. And it's in the book of, if somebody finds it, you can also read, Joshua chapter 7, verse 10. If you remember when Joshua led the Israelites to fight against, fight in Ai, the city of Ai, and they lost. Why did they lose? Because they did not follow God's commandment totally. Because Ananias and Sapphira also did wrong, they lost in the long run. The encouragement here for us is to try to do right and desire truth so that in the long run we do not lose like Ananias and Sapphira. If anybody finds Joshua 7 verse 10, please read it. Verse 10 to 12. Yeah, go ahead.
Sure. So Joshua 7, verse 10, he reads, the Lord said to Joshua, stand up. What are you doing down on your face? Israel has sinned. They have violated my covenant, which I commanded them to keep. They have taken some of the devoted things. They have stolen, they have lied, they have put them with their own possessions. That is why the Israelites cannot stand against their enemies. They turn their backs and run because they have been made liable to destruction. I will not be with you anymore unless you destroy whatever among you is devoted to destruction.
Thank you. The Israelites here did not follow the commandments of God, and therefore they had to turn their backs and run. It's my encouragement for us today that we should search our inner hearts, see how to follow the commandments of God, not be like Ananias and Sapphira, so that we do not have to turn our backs and run. If we desire truth in our innermost part, where no one sees, God will help us and help us to achieve the things we want to achieve. Again, I want somebody to read. This is now a little assignment for us. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5. 2 Corinthians 13, 5. Very finger can't get a laser.
Examine yourself as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified?
So Clara said that, not me. But when you go home, when we go home, we should examine ourselves. The bottom line of everything is, when you get home today or on your way back home, Examine yourself and see if in any part of our lives, this also goes to me, I should examine myself and see if in any part of my life I am like Ananias and Sapphira. If yes, I know what to do. Change. If no, the encouragement is to keep trying to not be like Ananias and Sapphira. So that was how this book of Acts chapter 5 started. We saw the story of Ananias and Sapphira, and I believe we have some learning from this. If you continue reading after verse 11, you will see how bold and audacious the apostles were. They were performing miracles, doing great things, healing people. People in the town even brought sick people to the road so that their shadows fall on them. You can imagine what kind of strength you have for a sick person to think that if your shadow falls on him, he will be healed. They were able to perform such miracles. And what happened during this process? The Sadducees became, keywords, jealous. They became jealous of the power that the apostles had. They became unhappy that these apostles are preaching a new God, that the church was growing fast, and then the Sadducees arrested them, took them into captivity, and when they were taken into captivity, miracles also happened there. I have a question for you. Maybe somebody can tell me before we get to the miracle. Let's assume that you committed a crime, and you got arrested, locked up in jail, and for some strange reasons, you were able to escape. When you escape, what's the first thing you will do?
I wouldn't hide.
You'll hide?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Who else? You were in prison, you committed a crime, you got arrested, and...
I would eat a lot of food.
Okay, but in prison you have food, no?
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
My favorite restaurant.
You will go to your favorite restaurant?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Who else?
I'll come with you.
Any other perspective?
Visit family.
You visit family?
Yeah, or
okay.
Friends.
Okay. I actually expected different answers. I expected your answer, but these answers I did not expect. If you go to visit family, they will trace you and catch you again. You want to be caught again? And also, if you go to eat in a public
restaurant, they eat in a good restaurant, tasty food, but I know they will not drink.
Okay, good. So the reason why I ask this question is, when the apostles miraculously escaped from prison, they did not go to hide. They went to the public again to continue committing the sin for which they were arrested. Of course, it was not a sin. Of course, they were doing the will of God. They were trying to increase the faith, trying to spread the word of God. But I find this fascinating that despite the fact that they were arrested for this as a wrongdoing, they went back to the temple to preach. Let's read what Peter said about this in Acts chapter 5, verse 29. Anybody that finds it, please read. Acts chapter 5, verse 29. Acts chapter 5, verse 29.
Just one verse?
Yeah.
Okay. Das muss aber unser Apostel antworteten und sprachen: Man muss Gott mehr gehorchen als den Menschen.
Thank you. So, the apostles decided that they would obey God rather than man. I'm employing us also today in the same vein that, despite whatever tribulations or the issues, let us remember to obey God rather than man. The apostles could have run away, maybe fled to a different city or something, but they went back and continued to preach the word of God because this is in obedience to God. If you remember, this story also reminds us, like, if there's a corroboration between this and also Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that decided to obey God rather than to bow before the gods of Nebuchadnezzar. So the short call for us today is, like the apostles did, God can miraculously remove you from the issue, from whatever issues we are facing. No matter what this issue is, the same way God miraculously released the apostles from the chains of captivity, he can do it for you. And remember that they went back to continue serving God. And they were arrested again. This time, after they were arrested, the punishment wasn't going to be prison anymore. It was harsher. It was going to be death. So the Sadducees, the elders of the Sadducees came together after they arrested them and wanted to grant them some kind of punishment. And at that point, they had even agreed to kill them. Now let's see what my neighbor, when I was growing up, the neighbor I told you about that I did not even know the meaning of his name, which I found out now, let's see something he did. Can somebody read for us, please, from verse 33? Acts 5, 33. If you find it, please read. Acts chapter 5, verse 33. Yes.
Verse 33.
Read from 33 to 40. It's going to be a long read, but let's read from 33 to 40.
When they heard this, they were furious and wanted to put them to death. But a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, who was honored by all the people, stood up in the Sanhedrin and ordered that the men be put outside for a little while.
Question. I have some thoughts here. So let's see some attributes, some characteristics of this man. They were in a meeting, I guess, of wise elders, the leaders of the Jewish community. They sat down and they decided, let us kill the apostles. And this man, who was a teacher of the law, this means he was educated, he was smart, he said that the apostles should wait outside for a bit. Maybe what he wanted to say, why was what he wanted to say not okay for him to say it in the presence of the apostles? Why did he ask them to go out? Let's keep reading and we'll find out.
Then he addressed the Sanhedrin, men of Israel, consider carefully what you intend to do to these men. Some time ago, Judas appeared, claiming to be somebody, and about 400 men rallied to him. He was killed. All his followers were dispersed, and it all came to nothing.
So we can see that also this man, Gamaliel, he knew history. He cited some people called Thaddeus, who also came with a movement and had followers, and their mission was not accomplished. So he knew history, he remembered, and he cited this. Okay, let's keep reading.
After him, Judas the Galilean appeared in the days of census. Led a band of people in revolt. He too was killed, and all his followers were scattered.
He also cited other examples of people who came with their movements but failed. So, Galilean was a teacher of the law, he had wisdom, and he most likely knew history. Okay. He was not a Christian. It's also important to know that he had no reason to want to support the apostles. He was not a Christian, he wasn't a believer of Christ. So, why is he taking the position of the Christians? Okay? Let's keep reading.
Therefore, in the present case, I advise you, leave these men alone. Let them go. For if their purpose or activity is of human origin, it will fail. But if it is from God, you will not be able to stop these men. You will only find yourselves fighting against God. His speech persuaded them. He called the apostles in and had them flogged.
Thank you. So we see that this man who was not a Christian, God used him to stop the death of the apostles. If God could use this man, what about us? So my call for us today is for us to be the ones who will be in Galilee's shoe, and God, when we are in a room, when we see that injustice is to be perpetrated on innocent men who were only preaching the gospel, let us speak out like Gamaliel did. Let us take the right position and let us help those innocent people to be let go. They were supposed to be killed, but they were only flogged. When they flogged them, they told them to go and shut up their mouth. Let us see what they did when they went. Let's read verse 41.
The apostles left the Sanhedrin rejoicing because they had become them worthy of suffering disgrace for the name. Day after day, in the temple courts and from house to house, they never stopped teaching and proclaiming the good news that Jesus had desired.
Thank you. So, despite the persecution, these guys continued to preach the word of God. They counted it honorable that they were flogged for Christ. They did not stop. So the encouragement for us, the encouragement for myself is, how can I be like the apostles? Despite all the tribulations, I continue to be like them and continue to try to spread the word of God. One final thing I want to say from Galileo's talk is that he mentioned that if the movement was from humans, if it was not divinely inspired, it was going to fail. But as long as it's from God, even if you kill these men, it will continue. The word will continue to spread. In the same vein, I want to remind us that anything we want to do, let us try to seek God's face. Try to seek to see that these things are inspired by God, so that even if the Sadducees come together and try to put an end to it, because it is inspired from God, it will not fail. Let's read the last verse from the Bible, which is Romans chapter 8, verse 31. This is what I want us to take from it. Romans 8, 31. Anybody that finds it, can go ahead and read. Romans 8, 31. Yeah.
Romans 8:31. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So that's the question. What can we say in response to this? Mm-hmm. If God is for you, who can be against you? So even the apostles, the Sadducees were against them, but they won. The reminder to me and to all of us today is that if God is for you, no one can be against you. Remember, my brothers and sisters, and myself, that in our ways, we should not be like Ananias and Sapphira. We should try to be smart like Gamaliel and speak out, even if it is not in our best interest. Gamaliel did not share the same faith of Christianity, but he came and he spoke. And also, if we make God the center of our activities, no one can be against us. This is what I wanted to share with us. Thank you very much. Let us sing a song. Okay.